WF House presents an unabridged recording of The Secret of the Treasure Keepers by A.M. Howell, narrated by Alison Campbell. Chapter 1. Telephone Call. Ruth leaned against the wall in the depths of the British Museum as the telephone continued to ring. She shifted position, her scuffed brown shoes squeaking on the linoleum floor. The telephone in the nearby office demanded attention, but it was late Monday afternoon, and most museum staff had already shrugged on woolen coats and scarves and headed into the February gloom to spend time with their families over the school holidays. Ruth's eyes settled on the office where the ringing was coming from, and the small nameplate attached to the half-open door. Mr. S. Knight, Curator of British Collections. Except Mr. Knight wasn't just in charge of British collections. He was also the person Ruth's mum, Harriet Goodspeed, museum volunteer and aspiring archaeologist, was being interviewed by in the coins room along the hall in the hope of getting a paid job. Ruth chewed on her bottom lip and glanced at the office next door to Mr. Knight's. The man who worked in there had left 10 minutes ago, and she had seen no one else since. He had flashed Ruth a quick smile, which was also laced with a dollop of sympathy. "I hope your mum gets the museum assistant job. I'm afraid Mr. Knight's in a sore mood. He's still smarting from not having found anything of interest at the Sussex dig," he'd said, adjusting the angle of his black hat. Ruth had wished the man a pleasant evening, though her shoulders had drooped a little at learning of Mr. Knight's poor mood. While her mum was in awe of Mr. Knight and his encyclopedic knowledge of British archaeology, Ruth didn't warm to the near-permanent downward curl of his lip and his ability to look through her as if she was swathed in a mist of invisibility. But despite her own thoughts on Mr. Knight, this interview was very important and had preoccupied her mum for weeks. Whilst the wireless hummed in the background, and Ruth searched through their well-thumbed cookery books for recipes that would not use up all their precious post-war egg and sugar rations, her mum had diligently pored over her books and field notes late into the evenings to ensure she was fully prepared for...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?